Shalom to all. Today's daf is Baba Basar, daf Kuf Chaf Vav, and we're starting the top line with the words Amrav Huna Amrav Asi. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basar B'Yakov Moshe Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing the Chelik Bechayra, this double portion, and the Bechayra the firstborn receives. The Gemara tells us Amrav Huna Amrav Asi Bechar Shemicha Micha. If Bechar was Micha, he protested. That's valid protest. This is regarding the Shevach Shishbichu Yisaimim Acher Mises Avihem. As we've previously discussed, a Bechar does not receive double in the Shevach in the benefit that the Yisaimim caused to the state after the father dies. If they improve it, they do something, and because of that, it went up in value. He doesn't get double in that. Now, what we just learned is that he's able to be Meicha. He can protest and say, look, I want to get my double portion before you guys do anything to it. And if he made such a Meicha, and afterwards they improved it anyway, he still gets his double portion. And this is because, as we're going to see a little bit later on in the Gemara, according to this Manda Amar, a Bechar has rights to his firstborn even before the actual division of the estate. It doesn't have to be that it's divided and then he gets double. He has these rights even before it's divided. Now, we just clarify this. Rabba says, it's logical that Ravasi's reasoning applies by Novim Ubatrum, where they inherited grapes that were on the vine, and the other Yerushim harvested those grapes, or Zaysim, they inherited olives that were on the tree, Umaskum, and they had picked them. As in that situation, the Bechar still receives double, because there's no change to the actual product. It was a grape on the vine, now it's a grape off the vine, even though it's worth more once it was picked, and that's considered Shemach Shishbichu Yisaimim. Again, since he made a Macha, he still gets double in those grapes. But if they press them into wine or into olive oil, then he does not get double on that, because that's similar to the case of a Ganiv. For example, if a carpenter stole wood and then turned it into a chair or table or bench or something like that, he was kind of a shinoi, he changed it, and so now he owns the thing completely, and he only has to pay the value of that which he stole, and not its current value. The same thing with the Yisaimim. If they took these grapes and then they press them into wine, the Bechar does not receive double in that wine. Now, Rabbi Yosef says, Afil Darchum, even if he pressed them. Ask the Gemara, Darchum, Mekar Invi, Hash Lechamra. Well, originally they were grapes and now it's wine, so how can you say that he receives double in that? So the Gemara answers, no, we misunderstood what he meant by saying Darchum. The Amar of Ukvar Chama, it's like Rav Ukvar Chama said, in a case we're going to see in a moment, Litin Loi Deme Hazak Anovav, as referring to giving him the value of damaging his grapes. Hachanami, so it's over here. Nice and loy, Deme Hazak Anovav, he has to give him, meaning the Bechar has to be given the value of the damage of the grapes. This is referring to a case where they had picked the grapes, pressed them into wine, and then the wine spoiled, it soured, or spilled out. So he doesn't have to take double loss in that, because again, he had made this macha, and they had no right to do what they did, and therefore they would have to pay him for this loss. And now we just clarify, Hecha Itmer's Ukvar Chama, where did Ukvar Chama say this din? Aha was on the following case. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Bechar Upashit, Shinech Len Avin Anovim Ubatsum, Zesum Maskum, a Bechar and a Pashit. So we have these two brothers, one of them is the firstborn, the other one is just a regular one, and the father left them grapes or olives, and the Pashit, the regular brother, had harvested these grapes or olives, Bechar Natal Pishnaim, the Bechar still gets double, and this is a Afilu Darchum, even if they were pressed into wine or oil. And the question is asked, Darchum, Mekar Envi, Hashta Chamra. You're saying he gets double even though they were pressed, originally were grapes and now they're wine, it's something totally different. As on this, the Armor Ukvar Barchama, Litin Loid Me Hezek Anovav, as referring to the case where something got damaged, the wine spoiled or got ruined, something happened. In this case, the Bechar does not have to take on this loss because, again, he had made this macha, he had protested that he doesn't want any changes to happen before he receives his double portion. And now we get into the discussion of this din that we just mentioned before, and that a Bechar has rights to this double portion of his before even a division is made. Amar Vasir Vasu says, Bechar Shanotel Chelek Kapashut Viter. A Bechar who took a Chelek just like a Pashut, meaning he divided equally just like other brothers, so he's Mevater, he's given up or given in, and he doesn't get his double portion because he showed that by splitting equally with his brothers, he doesn't want his double portion. Now the question just is, my Viter, what does that mean? He's given up on his double portion. So Rav Papa Mishmei de Rava Amar, Rav Papa says in Rava, Viter Ba Isasade. He was Mevater getting double in that field. Let's just keep the case simple. We have two brothers, one of them is a Bechar, the other one's a regular one, and their father left them multiple fields. And when they divided the vineyard, for example, they split it 50-50. So in that situation, the Rav Papa is telling us that the Bechar is Mevater on receiving double portion in that vineyard because he already split it 50-50 with his brother. He can't tie no, okay, you have to give me a little bit more because I really get double. But in other fields that they had not divided yet, he's still able to get double. Whereas Rav Papi Mishmei de Rava Amar, Rav Papi says, Viter Bechar Nechasim Kulon. He's Mevater on all the Nechasim. By the fact that he divided one in the Chasim, one in the Sadois, equally with his brother, that shows that he's Mevater completely on his Chelek Bechaira. And we further clarify, Rav Papi Mishmei de Rava Amar, Viter Ba'isa Sada, he's Mevater only in that field. Kosavar, he clearly holds, Ein Loy Lebechar Kadim Chaluka, that a Bechar doesn't have any rights to his double portion before the estate is actually divided. And Umad Asul Yadei Achil, whatever came to him, he was Michael on this half of the field that he divided equally with his brother. Whereas Idach Loy Achil, he's not Michael on the other part. Because again, he only has rights to his Bechaira once a division is made. And so he's only Michael on the part that he received, but the part that he didn't receive, he's not Michael on, and he would still get a Chelek Bechaira in that. Whereas Rav Papi Mishmei de Rav Amar, Rav Papi says, Viter Bechal Nechasim Kulon, he's Mevater on his Chelek Bechaira, on this extra portion in all the Nechasim, Kasavar of Papi holds, Yesh Loy Lebechar Kadim Chaluka, that a Bechar does have rights to his double portion even before the state's divided. Umida Achel Baha, Achel Bekulu. And from the fact that he was Michael on this field that he divided 50-50 with his brother, that shows that he's Michael on all of his Chelek Bechaira, even though it wasn't wasn't officially divided yet. And yet a further clarification of this, father of Papi Rapapa, Lav Beferish Itmar El Mechal Itmar. That which our Papa and her Papa are arguing about wasn't said Beferush, it's just they derived it from something that happened. There was a Bechar that sold an Achasim belonging to him and the Pasha. Their father died and left them a whole field of date palms, and then this Bechar went without permission of his brother, the Pasha, and sold the whole thing. And then the Pasha died, leaving over Yusaimim, and Azul Yasmin Bnei Pasha Lemechal Tamri Mahana Lukuchas. The Yusaimim, the children of this Pasha, they went to go eat dates from the people who bought the field, so they basically just went into the field and started eating dates because they figured that at least some of it belongs to the father because he gets a portion of the Yerusha, and anyway, the Bechar wasn't allowed to sell it. What happened? Mechunhu. The fellows that had bought this field started hitting these Yusaimim. What are you taking our dates for? Amrilhu Krivim, relatives of these Yusaimim, told the purchasers, is it not enough that you bought these Nechasim and you weren't allowed to? You're also hitting them for taking the dates? You shouldn't have bought this in the first place and you definitely shouldn't be hitting them. Now what's the final psak over here? Also came to Rava. They came to Rava. Amrilhu, he told them, what he did was nothing. The question is, what does that mean, what he did was nothing? And it's on this response that Rav Papa and Rav Papi are arguing. Rav Papi holds that he did nothing in regards to only half, meaning in regards to the chelik of the pashut, that's not sold, and that still belongs to the brother. But in regards to the chelik of the bechar, this extra portion that the bechar would have received, that was definitely valid sale. He was allowed to sell that portion because his chelik bechara, as we see from this, that yesh loy lebechar kanim chaluka, that he has rights to his bechara even before it's divided because the sale was valid in regards to the chelik bechara. Whereas Umar Savar, Rav Papa hold, bekulu, when we say loy sevloy kolom, it's referring to the whole thing, meaning none of this field is considered sold because the bechar doesn't have any rights before an actual chalukah, so he wasn't allowed to sell anything. And we continue discussing this. Shalchum Itam, they sent from there, meaning a message was sent from Eretz Yisrael. Bechar shemachar kadem chalukah, if bechar sells part of the nechasim before the actual division, lo yasa klum, that's not valid at all whatsoever. Amo, we see from here that in the bechar kadem chalukah, that a bechar doesn't have any rights to his bechara before the actual division. However, v'hilchza, what's a halacha? Yesh le bechar kadem chalukah, that a bechar does have rights to it before the actual chalukah. Now we have a story about this. Marzucha midrishba, this fellow Marzucha from a place called Rishba, Palak Batana de Pilpali, Bahadi Achin Beshave. He divided a basket of pepper with his brothers equally. This Marzucha was a Bukhar, so he really should have gotten Pishnaim, but when they were dividing a basket of pepper, he said, you know what, I'll just take an equal portion to everyone else. And also, came to Ravashi, Amalei, he told him, Hail Vitarta Mixas, Vitarta Bukhal and Chasim Kulon, since you're Mavater on some of it, you're Mavater on your Chelik Bechaira, on part of the Chasim, that shows that you're Mavater on all of the Nechasim, and this is clearly according to the Tzad, that Yesh Bukhar Kadim Chaluka, and since he's Mavater on part of it, that shows that he's Mavater on the entire thing. And continue to discuss Yerusha, the Mishnah tells us, Ha'aymer, if a fellow says, Ish Plani Bni Bechar, Lo Yital Pishnaim, this fellow, my firstborn son, is not going to get double. Or he says, Ish Plani Bni, Lo Yirashim Echav, this fellow, my son, is not going to get a regular Yerusha along with his brothers. In both these situations, Lo Yimer Klom, the father didn't say anything, it's not valid at all. Why is that? Shisna Mashakasa B'Tayra, because he tried to stipulate against something that's written in the Torah. The Torah says that a Bechar gets double, and that a regular brother gets a regular portion, and if a father says he doesn't, well, we don't listen to the father. However, says the Mishnah, Machal Knuchas Val Piv, if a person is dividing his property based off of just his mouth. He's a Shchiv Meira, he's on his deathbed, and we know Matna Shchiv Meira Kechsum Usurim Dami. When a Shchiv Meira, a person on his deathbed, is giving out his Nechasim, it doesn't have to be written down. It's as if it's written down. We don't even need a Kenyan to be made. And what did he do when he was dividing his Nechasim? Ribal Echad Umiyatal Echad. He gave more to one brother and less to a different brother, Beheshvalanis HaBachar, or he made the Bachar's portion equal to all the brothers, Dvarv Kayaman. This is 100% valid, and that's because it's Matana. He's giving it as a gift. He didn't say anything about Yerusha. It could be that he told the youngest son, I'm giving you my $10 million house, and he told the Bachar, I'm giving you my old beat up jalopy car. It doesn't make a difference. He can give whatever gifts he wants, and that means that when he dies, he's not leaving over Yerusha to anyone because he already gave everything beforehand. However, if he had said, I'm giving you these because of Yerusha, this is your inheritance, so then it's not valid because we know Yerusha has certain klolim and has certain rules. You have to give the Bechar double and everyone else an equal portion. However, if he was writing this in a shtar, and somewhere along in the shtar, the beginning, the middle, or the end, he wrote the word matana, so then it's valid. Even though he said it's Yerusha, since he also used the word matana, so we view it as matana, as a gift, and not Yerusha, and then it's valid, even though the portions are mismatched and not equal. Now the Gemara suggests, let's say our mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar, he says, that if a person makes a tanai against what's written in the Torah, but it has to do with mamonis, with monetary matters, so it is a valid tanai. Where do we see this? The Tanya, Brisa tells us, Ha'amar Lish, if a man tells a woman, Harei Mekudesh Azli, your Mekudesh is to me, Amanash Einle Chalaish Erksos V'Aina, on condition that you have no claims against me regarding Sherksos and Aina. She'er is food he has to give her, Ksus is the clothing he has to give her, and Aina is the marital relations he has a responsibility for. So he's trying to Mekadesh her on condition that she's not allowed to claim any of these things from him. Hariz Mekudeshes, she is Mekudeshes, Utanai Batal, but the Tanai is Batal, the Rameir, that's what Rameir says. However, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, B'davar Shal Mama in Tanai Kayam, in regards to monetary matters of his Tanai, his stipulation, it is valid, and therefore sharing Ksus, as food and clothing, she's not allowed to claim from him, only in regards to Aino, which is not a monetary thing, is the Tanai not valid. So we see that Rabbi Huda holds Masa Masha Kasa B'Tayro with monetary matters, Tanai Kayom, as it must be that our Mishnah is not Rabbi Huda, because our Mishnah tells us that when he makes a Tanai against the Tayro in regards to the Bechor or regular portion, it's not valid. However, the Gemara says, no, I'll feel Tim Rabbi Huda. We can even say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Huda. Hasam, over there in regards to Kedushin, Yadav Kamachla, she knew very clearly what was going on, and she was very obviously Michael when she accepted the Kedushin. But Hach over here, like a Machil, the brother wasn't Michael when the father said, you're not going to get your double portion, or you're not going to get any portion, and therefore our Mishnah could even be Rabbi Yehuda. And we continue discussing the double portion. Amar Rabbi Yezir says, Amar, let's say a fellow said, Ish Plani Bini Bechairihu, this fellow, he's my firstborn son. Noitel Pishnaim, he gets double portion. However, if a fellow says, Ish Plani Bechairihu, this fellow, he's a Bechar, he's my son, and he's a Bechar, but he doesn't say the word Bini Bechairi, he just says Bechairihu, and Noitel Pishnaim doesn't get double. Why is that? Dolan Bechad Imu Kamar. Maybe the father is saying that he's a Bechar of his mother. And we know that mother's firstborn son does not get double portion, only the father's firstborn son. And we have a story about this. A fellow came to Rabbi Bar Chana. Amrle, he said, I'm much like this fellow's a Bechar. He was basically talking about himself, and he had Aiden testifying to the fact that he's a Bechar, he's a firstborn. So Amrle, Rabbi Bar Chana asked him, how do you know this? How do you know that this fellow is a firstborn? And the response was, that's because the guy's father calls him a foolish Bechar. Bechar Sichla means Bechar Shaita. And so it must be that he's a Bechar. So Rabbi Bar Chana asked him, Dilm Bechar de Imahu. Maybe he's a Bechar from his mother. He's his mother's firstborn child. Because it's actually fairly standard to call a Bechar of a mother a Bechar Sichla. And this does not mean a foolish Bechar. It's like the word Hadas Shaita. This is a non-kosher type of Hadas and has to do with when the Hadas is incomplete. And that's why they would call the firstborn of the mother a Bechar Sichla, because he's incomplete. He's not the firstborn of the father. And so just because the fellow's father called him Bechar Sichla, that doesn't mean he's the father's firstborn. It could be he's the mother's. And we have another story. A fellow came to Rav Chanina. Amalei told him, I'm certain this Chazaka, this fellow's a Bechar. So Amalei asked him, how do you know this? Amalei responded, when people come to his father and they want to get some sort of eye ointment, that part of the ingredients were saliva from a Bechar, Amar Lahu, he would tell them, Zilul Gabe Shechas Bri, go to Shechas my son, the Bechahu, he's a Bechar. And Umasi Ruke, his Reich, his saliva, has healing properties. And so we see that the fellow is a Bechar. So we ask, Gedol Bechar de Imahu, maybe the fellow was a Bechar from his mother, and that's not a right, he gets all a portion. The answer is, Gemiri, we have a tradition, we have a Messiah, Bechar de Abba Masi Ruke, Bechar de Imo, Loi Masi Ruke, only the Bechar from a father, his saliva has these healing properties, but not the Bechar of a mother. So this fellow would be a Bechar in this case. Now we continue talking about Bechara in light of someone called a tumtum. We know this type of birth defect, if you will, called a tumtum, where a person is born and they have a piece of skin covering over their genital area, and we're unsure if it's a male or female. However, it is possible to cut it open to see what's underneath. So that's the thing where Tulsa's Amr Vami Rami says, tumtum shenikra, a tumtum that the piece of skin was torn. Vinim Sazachar, he turned out to be a male. Ain't an otobi shnaim, he does not get double if he was a firstborn child. Why is that? Amr Kokas, the Pasuk says, in regards to Bechara, Bahaya ben a Bechar lesnia, and the Bechar was born to the hated one. Now, what do we learn from this word Vahaya? Achehei ben Mishas Havaya. It has to be that it's clear that he's a son, that he's a male from the moment of his Havaya, of his coming into the world. And since it was unclear because they had to do a surgery to see if he's a male, he doesn't get double. And we continue talking about a tumtum of Nachman Yitzchak Amar. He tells us, Af inu nidan kibensar Myra. A tumtum who turned out to be a male is not judged as a bensar Myra. This is often translated as the wayward or rebellious son. This is where he steals from his parents and eats meat and drinks wine. And there's a whole talich that the Pasuk discusses. And I know this tumtum cannot be judged as a bensar Myra. Damar Kokas Pasuk says, Ki yiye l'ish ben sayer myra. And once again, we use this word yiye, ajihe ben mishas havaya. It has to be that he's considered a male from his havaya into the world. And since that wasn't seen right away, it was only after surgery, we say that he can't be judged as ben sayer myra. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss dinim regarding a tumtum. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.